for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 28th, 1982, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is Memorial Weekend Teaching Seminar. Irma Miller is teaching and praying for folks for the Holy Spirit, interpretation, and messages in tongues.
So I'm going to speak for a few minutes, and then we're going to pray for you. We want everybody in here to be loosed in the Spirit. This scripture right here, not by might, but by power, but by my Spirit. We don't need a lot of mighty ministers. We don't need a lot of powerful ministers. We've already had all those. Now we want to minister by the Spirit. And all these ministers that are here are ministering by the Spirit of the Lord. In one 10-minute move of God's Holy Spirit, and the Lord will change your life. The Holy Spirit is what's going to change our lives. And I want you to turn with me this afternoon to Matthew 3. Matthew 3, and let's start reading in the 7th verse. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, this is John the Baptist, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now I want you to underline that, and with fire. I don't know if you know much about snakes, but if you build a fire in a brush pile, the snakes are all going to run. And we're going to try and build a fire here this afternoon with the power of the Holy Ghost to rout out these serpents and these things in all of our lives. It's going to be done by the Holy Ghost and with fire. You believe that, Steve? Praise God. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. I pray before this meeting is over that we'll all be baptized with a fresh baptism of fire of the Holy Ghost. You know, in early days of Pentecost, a lot of people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with fire. But we've come a long ways in many ways, but we've also left off a lot of good things along the way. We've had lots of decisions. We've had less repentance than we've had decisions. We need lots of repentance. And we need lots of the Holy Ghost and the fire. Now, fire is a symbol of God. How many knew that? God has appeared in the fire to Moses in the burning bush, didn't he? God was over the children of Israel all the time in that pillar of fire, keeping them nice and warm in the nighttime. And in the daytime, that pillar kept them nice and cool. And you know, if we get enough of the baptism of fire here this afternoon, we won't be worrying too much about these air conditioners, will we? The baptism of the Holy Ghost will cause flesh to die out and the Holy Spirit to take over. And that's what we're after today. Jesus is compared to fire in the Scriptures. The Holy Ghost is compared to fire. Angels are compared to ministers of God are compared to burning fire, speedy, going out as God commands them to do just what we asked him to do a few minutes ago. And how many are believing that that boy is going to show up back here at this meeting? You know, there's something about this place that when people come in that have a lot of demonic forces in them, they always want to run. Now, that doesn't disturb us too much because we're kind of used to that. but it may disturb some of you. But just keep praying, just believing, thanking God that something is really going to be worked out in this boy. And God is going to answer our prayers. And also in our boy here from Texas. You know, we've all gotten ourselves into a lot of things that we don't need to be getting ourselves into. We have opened ourselves up much to the enemy, and a lot of it has been through our ignorance. We've been destroyed for lack of knowledge because lack of teaching, lack of our reading of the Word, and lack of our praying in the Spirit. You know, I used to work at Lockheed Aircraft where we made airplanes, and I remember when we moved over from the Constellation to the jet planes, engineers were, I typed a lot for them, and I would always kind of try to find out what makes all these things tick, you know. And I found out that in the jet plane, they use kerosene oil to, at least they did then. I don't know what they're using now because I've been away from aircraft for a long time. They used water in it, and they used air. Now, in God's ways of doing things, He uses the water of the Word, doesn't He? He uses the oil of the Holy Spirit. He uses His breath to breathe on us. But none of that would have ever made that airplane fly. All of these different ingredients, it took fire. They had to fire up those engines. And we need the fire of God to be fired up in us that we can soar into the heavenlies. We don't need to be status quo anymore. We've been there long enough. We have walked in this wilderness long enough, and I am like, speed, I'm ready to move on into the Holy of Holies. And I believe that there, sitting here in this audience will be many people that's going to be endowed with the Holy Ghost, totally full of His Spirit. Now, you see, if I had a glass here, I could show you. Totally full means totally full. How many here is totally full of the Holy Ghost this afternoon? We've all received it, probably. But are we totally full? Now, the way you get totally full is to receive more, isn't it? If you want to have a glass, if it's half full, you have to put more water in it to fill it up. So what do you say this afternoon is that we get totally full of the Holy Spirit? I'm going to, this is a teaching session, and it might not be too churchy, I don't know, and I'm not a theologian, that's for sure. I'll leave that to these men to figure out everything, but I do know about the fire and the presence of God. It's roaring and burning and blazing within me this afternoon, and I would to God that it would be blazing in all of you, because when that all happens, in a room of this size with this many people in it, something really is going to happen, because it's going to be by His Spirit moving through any of you, not necessarily through any of the speakers, but through all of you moving, just moving. Let's just look right at Jesus right now, and let's say, Lord, give me a new flow of Your Spirit from the throne room. Lord, give us a new flow of Your Spirit from the throne room. Now let's say to the Lord, I am receiving. Lord, I am receiving the Holy Spirit. Lord, I am receiving the Holy Spirit. He says, come to me and drink. Just drink it in. It's coming down on us already. Just start drinking it in and just keep drinking it in until you get full. Lord, we're receiving. We are receiving Thy Holy Spirit. We drink fresh. We drink this fresh oil from the throne this afternoon. We praise You, Lord, for the anointing of the Spirit that will break every yoke in this place this afternoon. Lord, we receive. Just keep on breathing in. It takes a little work. Prayer is not easy. It's hard work. But you have to do a little something. You know, you have to obey the Lord, the words of the Lord. He says, come to me and drink. So let's drink in now. Just keep drinking in. Just keep receiving. That's right. Just keep receiving. Keep receiving. Open your mouth. When you drink, you have to open your mouth. It's very, Jesus made everything so simple. We pass it right up. Just drink in the Holy Spirit. Just keep drinking in. Just keep drinking in. That's right. Just drink in. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just keep drinking in. Hallelujah. Just keep drinking in. Just keep drinking in. Praise the Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody drink. Everybody get a drink. It doesn't take very much faith to receive this. Just a little bit of faith will do you today. Just a little bit of faith. Just keep receiving the Holy Spirit. Let this fire just come down upon you. Praise God. Praise God. Fire was, in the Old Testament, fire was always falling from heaven, wasn't it? It fell when Moses dedicated the tabernacle. It fell at Mount Carmel when Elijah was prayed. In Jeremiah, I want to read this to you, in 23:29 of Jeremiah, 23:29, the word of God is compared to fire. Jeremiah 23, if you want to take this down. 23:29. Is not my word like as a fire? You know, we try to get people all the time here, in our groups here, to read the word of God because it is fire. It's a cleansing fire unto you. It's water to wash you. It's a fire. And the Bible says, Jeremiah says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yes, it's like a hammer. Yes, it is fire. Yes, it is. Now, in Zechariah 13, I want to read you that scripture. Zechariah 13, chapter 8 and 9 verse. It shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. This is the coming of the day of the Lord. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. Well, it gets pretty hot when they refine silver, doesn't it? And will try them as gold is tried. How many are being tried in these days? The Bible says we're tried once each day. We're tested. We're tested. And many days I feel, oh, Lord, I didn't pass my test today. Please help me tomorrow to do better. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Let's say that. The Lord is my God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my God. Now, in Acts 2 and 3, we all know this, but in case we have some new ones in here, I'm going to read it to you. Acts 2 and 3. This is when the obedient ones that Brother Speed talked about this morning, the obedient ones who stayed in the upper room till they were endowed with power from on high with the Holy Spirit, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now this was the promise that Jesus told them when he was ascending up into heaven. He said, I'm going to send you the Comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. You go back to Jerusalem and you wait. A lot of people would not wait. We have just as many people in these days that will not wait upon the Lord. They do not want to wait upon the Lord 1 second, Lord. Somebody mailed me something the other day, and Patty was gone on a few days vacation, so I put it in on her desk as a joke. It said, Lord, give me patience, and I want it right now. But you know, this is a daily walk. Every day walking with the Lord. Every day walking with the Lord. Every day praying in the Spirit. I think we were at Sweetwater Church in Phoenix when somebody got up and said the Lord told them the slogan of this year was pray through in 82. You generate the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, by praying in tongues. That's your generator. And it makes this fire. And we should all, every day, pray in the Spirit. The Bible says be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians. Be filled, be filled, be filled. Don't dwindle out. We had an elderly minister that used to come around here a lot, and he used to look at me and he'd hold his head and he'd say, oh, my dear, you are so drained today. You don't have that much of the Holy Spirit left in you. You've been praying on the phone, talking on the phone to people and helping people, but you're all drained out. Now, when we get all drained out, see, a lot of us have the habit. We know how to pray, and we'll just keep right on after we're all drained, but that is just so void of anything. It's habitual praying. You know what I mean? It's by the Holy Ghost. It's by the Spirit of God. And he would force me and make me, no matter how tired I was, he would make me get filled with the Spirit again. And sometimes he'd make me pray about 15 minutes, and he'd be praying with me, and he'd say, come on, you're not full yet. You're only a half full. Keep on praying. Keep on receiving. And finally, he would get me all filled up with his help and the Lord's help and my trying. And I praise God for that teaching. We all need to do that. And I don't want to press it too much upon you this afternoon, but just think about it in the days to come when you're just sitting in the afternoon. Just sit down in a chair and say, Lord, fill me anew with your Holy Spirit. And just begin to receive in. And you'll just feel the fire of God just come down upon you and come down upon you. And the Lord, who knows, he might even put our faces up before you and he might want you to intercede for us. And that's your key for intercessory prayer. When you're waiting upon the Lord and you're quiet and you're just receiving, and then all of a sudden he puts somebody's on your mind to pray for, and you begin to pray in the Spirit, and that's when it really works. That's when things really happen. When the fire of God comes upon me and I'm praying with anybody, I always know without a shadow of a doubt that the work is done, the prayer is answered. I know that right at the time I'm praying. And we all need the fire of God. We all need, in Revelations 3 it says, buy of me gold, tried in the fire. Buy. I don't mean that gold out there wherever he's talking about with the money systems. It's this wonderful, precious purity, righteousness of God that we're after this afternoon. We've had too many services. We've had too many people coming in meetings that aren't healed. And it bothers me terrible. I've been in church 50 years, in Pentecostal churches, but it bothers me terrible when we can't get through for somebody. When people walk in here and leave and they are not helped. That bothers me for days. And I don't want anybody to leave here this afternoon. Everybody should be moving in the Spirit. We're going to pray for you this afternoon. We're going to believe God is going to do some things for you that's never been done before. We believe that you're going to have confidence. Have confidence in that anointing that's in you. It abides all the time. Have some confidence in the anointing so you don't always have to run to somebody else to get them to pray for you, but you pray for yourself some. Have confidence in this anointing. You know, I used to always I could feel demons hitting me when I finally found out about them. It wasn't about 15 years ago or so that I really found out there were even demons alive and well on the earth. But once I found out about it, it really made me angry at the devil. Because I looked back over all the years that if I'd only known, my whole life could have been changed and everybody else's around me and our families and everybody, but we didn't understand. But praise God, we're understanding a little more. And I would plead with all of you this afternoon not to fight the deliverance ministry, because it is a very valid ministry. It is the ministry of Jesus Christ. He says, if I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom come unto us. And that's what we're walking into. We're flipping from this age over into the kingdom age, and we're just right on the edge, and we flip over and we see a little bit and we're back, but one day we're going to be right in there. Praise God. And it's coming faster than we think. Now, we said this afternoon we were going to minister on the gifts of the Spirit, but I'm not sure how the Holy Spirit is going to have us minister, but we are going to lay hands on you. And you say, oh, they did that 40, 50 years ago. I know they did, but the Lord moved them too, didn't he? And I want everybody to get in line systematically that has never given a message in tongues or has never had the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit stirred up in you, or anyone that has never, I tell you, anyone who hasn't given a message in tongues, I want you on this side. Anybody who hasn't interpreted, I want you over on this side. Now, just stand and come forward. If you've never given a message in tongues, come over on this side. If you've never prophesied or if you've never interpreted, come over on this side. And we're going to ask the ministers to come up. We're going to lay hands on you. Now, this is for the gifts of the Spirit are for everyone. They are resident in you. They live in you. The Holy Ghost lives in you. Jesus lives in you. Well, you come over on this side. If you've never given a message in tongues. If you've never given a message in tongues, if you've never interpreted a message in tongues, but you've given messages in tongues, you come over on this side. Come on, Brother Reed, Brother Kane, come on up. This is not time for questions now. Stay right in the Spirit. You just listen and you'll learn, honey. Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, prayed for a lesson.
Okay, then you just listen. Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? All right, just step up forward. But I don't want you to be scared. We're all family. Everyone, we're all in the family of God. And I'm going to lay my hands on you and stir up the gift of interpretation of, the gift of giving a message in tongues. And I want you to, I don't care if it's only one little line, I want you to bring it forth now. Let the Holy Spirit, the fire of God, come into you right now. Real loud. Now, we're just going to believe you're going to interpret that. Look right at Jesus, just be insane.
Lord, we stir up the spirit of interpretation, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We stir up the spirit of interpretation.
Give it in English.
I want you to pray every day. Pray, worship me every day. In the spirit every day, just worship me.
Praise the Lord.
Said
thank
the
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Have you ever given a message in tongues?
No.
Yes, you just did it. Have you ever interpreted?
No.
You just did it. You've done it now.
Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister Napier, you have the Holy Spirit? Speak in tongues? All right, now we're just going to stir up the
Father,
gift of tongues now.
Father, we lay hands on her and stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit within her. The gifts that are resident within her. We stir them up in Jesus' name.
Just begin to speak in tongues now.
Jesus.
Look at Jesus. Speak right to Jesus.
Gift of
Jesus' name.
Lord,
we stir up the gift of interpretation within her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Begin to speak out English now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We loosen. We loosen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Now speak the tongues again.
Loud. I never have been fluent in tongues.
Well, let's pray some more for more fluency. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Breathe in. Breathe in the Holy Ghost. Take a deep breath. Take in some more. He's coming down on you real strong now. The fire of God's coming upon you. Real strong. Now don't fall over. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now pray in tongues. It's just kind of, you're kind of a timid person. Loud. Real loud.
Let the devil know you're around. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we loose the spirit of interpretation upon her. In Jesus' name, we loose it. In Jesus' name.
The words that start coming into you, just start saying them. The English words.
Take all fear away. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Did you get any words? If you did, just say them out.
I will bless thee, O Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all. I will bless thee, O Lord. That's good, isn't it?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now, you live by yourself, so you have all the time in the world, and I want you to walk up and down your living room and kitchen, and I want you to pray in tongues as loud as you can. Because that makes the devil so mad, and I just love to make him so mad. And Jesus hears your every little wee cry. That we know. But you'll get stronger in tongues as you exert. See, I can talk real soft, or I can talk loud. I can talk real soft in tongues, and Glenn says I pray too loud in tongues sometimes. But it's up to, you know, it's us. It's you that can make your voice go loud or soft, and the Holy Spirit will speak the words, okay? Love you. Love you. Bless you. Okay, you're from Florida.
I'm from Florida. I haven't received the Holy Spirit for very long, and I can't talk very well in tongues.
Well, praise God for what you can do.
Praise God. There's lots of thousands out there that don't even have it at all. And we're going
to...
The fire of God just received now.
We lay hands on it.
Bridge the light. Come to us.
Of the Holy Ghost within her, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And begin to speak in tongues.
The gift of...
Loud.
Now, Father, we stir up within her the gift of interpretation. We stir that up within her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we stir it up. We loose her. Spirit of interpretation, come upon her in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Speak out. Don't fall over. The Holy Spirit comes down on Jesus. Speak out now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Are you getting some English? Say it.
Thank you, Lord.
You getting some English? Say them out. Say it out. Speak it out.
Father, we come against any fear that she would have in
Jesus'
name.
All
we loose her.
Looser.
We loose her.
We loose the gift of the Spirit in her. We stir up the gift of interpretation.
Jesus' name.
Now give the message again. Just a few words. Okay, now speak it out. Get anything? Anybody else? You get anything? Any interpretation?
It's my daughter. I have heard thy cry in the night. I have heard the weeping of thy heart. And I am with thee to support thee and to bless thee.
That's the Lord talking to you by the Spirit. Don't fall over now. Just keep drinking this in. Don't get away from it. Just come toward it.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Praise you, Father.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise you, Father.
You, when you're praying in your home, you do that. Okay? You pray in tongues, you ask the Lord to give you the interpretation. You've never given a message in tongues. You have the Holy Spirit.
Okay. That's Lord. You stir up the gifts of the Holy Spirit within her. We loose the gifts of the Holy Spirit to flow and operate within her. For your glory, Lord. For your glory. Praise the Lord.
Okay, speak out.
Anama siki yaro sanda koriyata sandi korora batiya ho sika na mas sanda koriyata sanda rakora.
That's the Lord.
Amen. We stir up the gift of interpretation.
Yeah. In Jesus' name.
Indeed.
In Jesus' name.
English
now. Looser.
For you see, I am here. I am with you. I am always with you. Just look to your side, for I stand at your side. I am always at your side.
All the way from Florida. Hallelujah. Bless
praise the Lord.
All the way from West
Plains.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Father, we lay hands on her in the name
the
of the Lord
the
Jesus,
Holy
and we
Spirit.
Stir up the gifts of the Holy Spirit within her. We stir them up within her in Jesus' name. We loose her.
In Jesus' name. Now speak out in tongues, honey. Loud.
Yoko. Kyoko. Yoko no. Zyoko. Osami Yoko.
That's okay. You have the interpretation? See?
No.
It's blessings.
Uh-huh.
It's blessings is in there. Three blessings.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they were.
I don't have it.
Well,
I think it was
look
a blessing
you.
In your spirit, soul, and body
uh-huh.
to completion was what I was
uh-huh.
receiving.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Come
on, chickadee.
She got born again Christmas.
It
can't
be. Hallelujah. That's so nice
Christmas.
Isn't
that a nice Christmas?
Christmas.
We stir up the gifts
Lord,
of the
lay
Holy
hands
Spirit
on her,
upon
and
her.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Spirit.
We stir up the gifts of the Holy Ghost within her.
Jesus.
To flow and to move, to glorify the Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We stir them up in Jesus' name.
Speak
thank
out
you.
Now. Speak out
in time.
Come on.
Shalom, Bokanya, Alamakichinamakitia, Alamakia, Alamokuchinabikitilia.
Tuna Mokovia.
Interpret that, Frankie. Interpret that, Frankie. Come over here. The fire's fallen.
My child, I am with you. I am always with you. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water, and I shall always overflow you with thy spirit. My child, is higher praises than this. You shall reach to the highest heights and the deepest depths of the praises of the Lord, and I shall inhibit your praises, and you shall be raised to higher heights, and you will have a higher plane to live on, and you will recognize that I am your God and your Savior and your soon coming Lord. Who's got a ball? Who's got a ball?
Help him pray. Help us pray. Come on, son. God bless. God bless. Did you want to say something?
I've never interpreted anything.
Great. You will. Great.
You will.
It's all stirred up. You practice it out there with those chickens. She raises thousands of chickens out of you. You pray in tongues?
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we lay hands on him in the name of the Lord, and we stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost within him. In Jesus' name, as we loose the spirit of the prophecy, we loose the spirit of interpretation over him. We loose the glory of the Lord on him. In the name of the Lord. He's holy.
Praise the Lord.
Father, we loose the gift of the interpretation. In Jesus' name, we loose him. The flow of the interpretation.
For I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that fills you with your spirit, Lord. I give you the spirit of life.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Private prayers. Now you just practice praying in tongues. Ask the Lord to give you the interpretation.
You know what that language was? That language was Hebrew. And he got it right, because I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, the Lord Adonai. He was saying that in his language. The Lord Adonai.
Praise
the Lord
God. Adonai. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I'll just try to pray a little bit in tongues. A little is all I've ever done.
All right, let's Lord. Lay hands on her too, would you?
Father, we lay hands on her and we loose the fire of the Holy Ghost within her. Gifts that are resident within her, we loose them within her to flow, that she'll flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We loose you, Elsie. We loose Elsie. Fire. In Jesus' name. He could eat out.
You can do it.
Speak in tongues. He could eat out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on.
Do it again.
He's just saying.
Louder.
He's just saying.
Real loud, honey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it. Hallelujah. He's just saying. Praise the Lord. Amen. We break the bondage off of her in Jesus' name. I break the bondage off of her.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We loose her in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is my rock.
Hallelujah. Yes. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. More liberation. Bless you.
You walk around through that house when you don't have any patience in there, and you pray in tongues. You make yourself pray in tongues, and that'll run the Satan out of there, and that'll loose you up to dance.
I was there when Kelly received the Holy Ghost in Jackson, Mississippi. She's a spirit-filled, was a Catholic then, but I don't think she is. She's a Holy Ghost woman now.
She got wild that day. Father, we lay hands on her. We stir up and loose the gifts of the Holy Ghost within her, the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we loose them. In Jesus' name, we loose them. Break it loose
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' name, we loose her.
Bring out those words.
It may sound all so simple in your mind right now, but bring them out by the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Speak them out.
Don't wait. It's here.
It is I, the Lord thy God, that loves you, that am beside you in all your ways, Acknowledge me, and I shall direct thy path.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise God.
Lord,
we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we lay hands on her. In the name of the Lord, we stir up the fire of the Holy Ghost in her. The gifts of interpretation and the gifts of speaking in tongues. Of prophecy. We stir up the gifts of the Lord.
Hello, he sandidia. Oh, kumina. Tikalamata for masita, for a shanya, mashanya.
So, Lord, we stir up the gift of interpretation with you. In Jesus' name, we loose her.
English thoughts come into your mind.
We loose her in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name, we loose her.
I am your Father. I am your God.
I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yea, I am in thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The hard thing for all of us about interpretation or prophecy is that the Lord just gives us a few words,
right,
maybe two or three, and we've got to pick that up, and the rest of it just flows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just as bad as the rest of you. I'm awful hard to pick it up and start.
So we all want the total message.
Yeah.
When you get one word, start. It doesn't follow.
You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
all right. You want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Father, we lay hands on her in the name of the Lord Jesus. The scripture said that they lay hands on them and they shall receive the Holy Ghost. We lay hands on her now in Jesus' name.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Say, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Think out those words now. You're going to speak in Jesus' name. They'll sound babies to you, but that's all right. That's the Holy Spirit coming in.
We're going to
inspire
you. We stir up the fire of the Holy Ghost in her.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let the joy flow in.
You're just burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's all over you. Lord, we loose our tongue. We loose our tongue. In Jesus' name. We loose her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Don't shake your head now.
No, honey. You're barking.
Yes, it is. It's pouring into you like fire. Hallelujah. Teach her a little bit about it. You're new here. You've never been here before, have you? Praise God. Go with Frankie.
Anybody else feels to come join Frankie?
As a baptist.
Help her.
Holy Spirit.
Or pray with help Frankie pray.
All right, she needs liberty and time.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we lay hands on her. We break the bondage off of her and we loose her. The flow and the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we loose her.
For fluency of tongues.
In Jesus' name. We break the bondage off of her. We loose 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 her.
I don't see nothing about no fluency in tongues there.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, Dorothy.
Hallelujah.
See, this is a spirit that tells her. In Jesus' name, we loose her from that spirit that tells her she doesn't have tongues like other people. In Jesus' name, we break that power in Jesus' name off of her mind. In Jesus' name.
Yes, you lying spirit. We break your power in Jesus' name. You're not going to torment her. She is. Don't praise and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Now, speak it out in English.
Praise
interpretation, you can do it.
We loose her.
The Holy Spirit's right in there.
We loose her.
Pouring in.
We loose her. Jesus' name, we loose her.
My daughter, I will break every stronghold of the devil that's been with you since before your birth. I will pull down these strongholds, and you will walk in liberty and in my spirit, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever given a message in tongues? Have you ever given a message in tongues now?
No.
Yes. Yes, you have. You just did it. You just did it. Have you ever interpreted? You did today? You don't ever have to say, no, I haven't again. Well, just keep praying, Inez. This is a real estate lady that got us this property. She's a great joy to us.
Hallelujah.
Now she, I know she's got the Holy Ghost. I know she can pray loud in tongues. I give for the message in tongues.
Shindaliyakai shai hariyakai shandaliyokasahuriyoko hiyakata hariyakai shindaliyokasahuriyakata handaliyindaliyokasahuriyakandaliy indididiyake sitiyakai sariyakai.
I don't know what that was, but it sure was good.
Jesus' name, we loose it.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will take me through the trials and the testings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do walk by my side. Hallelujah. 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 You are my child. I do love you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want deliverance.
You want deliverance?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I can do that.
Well, you don't have to try. You're not ready for that. We're just going to lay hands on you right now. And we'll have a deliverance service tomorrow afternoon, but we will pray for you right now for deliverance.
She's ready.
Yes, Lord.
Rika Sandala Bandoria Sitalia Mandoria Kapdalia Santana Bandora. All powers of the occult, we break that power over her in
Jesus' name.
We break the curse of heredity spirits in Jesus' name over her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All rebellion, witchcraft, schizophrenia, I break your power in Jesus' name over her. You are bound in Jesus' name. You are bound in Jesus' name. You are bound in Jesus' name. They're really coming out.
Send the
Leo. Pouring out for it. Breathe out, honey. Take a deep breath and breathe out. Gut level breath. Way down. Now breathe it out.
Let her out. In Jesus' name.
We loose her.
In Jesus' name. Come out of her, you evil power. Come out of her. In Jesus' name. Come out of her. In Jesus' name.
I bind you in the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Break your bondage off of her. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll teach on deliverance. And you'll understand more about it. But you just praise Jesus now. Keep praising Jesus. He says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. Let's call on him right now. Lord Jesus, deliver me. Out of the hands of the enemy. I thank you, Lord. Okay, now you keep praying that prayer.
Lord, we take authority over these spirits that cause her to not want to attend the house of the Lord, and I bind them in Jesus' name and take authority over them, and I loose her to have a desire to come to the house of the Lord that praise and worship Jesus. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord.
Have tonight now. All right. We love you.
Praise the Lord. Chicken said that. That's all right. Cheese day. Praise the Lord.
You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Praise
God. Lay hands on him. Stir up these gifts.
Lord, by the laying on of hands, we impart the gift of the tongue that is to be interpreted, and that he will receive that interpretation. And in faith, we impart it right now that he might be set free to manifest your glory, that he might be edified, and those that are in hearing of him be edified also. And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Real loud.
Come out.
Louder.
Bring
it out in English now. It's a prayer. It's a prayer.
Lord, we loose him.
We loose him. We loose him.
Jesus.
Speak it out in English. We loose him.
Yeah.
Okay, right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am the Lord.
Yes.
Hear me, O Lord.
That's right. It was a prayer. Hear me, O Lord.
Hear me, O Lord.
Help me, O Lord.
Help me, O Lord.
Let me follow in your footsteps.
Let me follow in your footsteps.
For I love you, Jesus.
For I love you, Jesus.
I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
And I want to be led by the Spirit.
I want to be led by the Spirit.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
You can be sure the Lord heard that prayer. Hallelujah. He put it in you to start with.
Praise God.
That's a hotline to heaven.
You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Okay. Do you believe that you can give a message in tongues by the Holy Ghost? He can speak right about it. Okay. Go ahead right now.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we lay hands on her in the name of the Lord, and we loose the gifts of the Holy Ghost and arrest it within her.
Loose the gifts of tongues in Jesus' name. Now let it flow out, honey. Let it flow.
On Malala Kandoria, Son Noria Nakaria, Son Naria Nakaria, Son Naria Nakaria Soria.
Okay, now say, Lord, give me the interpretation.
Lord, we loose the gift of interpretation. We loose it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Now those thoughts that are coming through your mind, that's the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name, we loose it.
That's the Holy Spirit. Speak it out now.
Break the bondage of fear in Jesus' name.
What are you hearing?
Nothing.
You didn't hear anything?
Mm-mm.
All right. Give it again.
On malalakari ando korianda sandi aryo to korianda siando korian bastani ando korahan mahai ne kia hai no ho 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 la mahai ni si.
Wait just a minute on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Let your fear now just kind of relax. This is just like a schoolroom. If we make a mistake, well, that's all right. The Lord doesn't care. He understands us. We're all His children. That was a very clear message. Give it once more.
Oh, malala kandori and the kasin yan and the kora mahaha lo na mari and the kaya and dori asin yo ho an yeo.
Yea,
even
a good gift from the Father God. Yea, a bride not guilty of scorpion or stone, yea, but I give you a gift.
I don't know how to.
Whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your mind. The words that come, just say them out.
Say them, and once you start singing, they flow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you with all my heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Give it again now. Just a few short words. Tune right into the Spirit now.
Sono ko fasala bapala maki kada salakota fasamakai.
Know ye not that I can answer your prayers, saith the Lord? Know ye not that I do answer them? Yea, I shall answer them even tomorrow. Thou shalt see the answer to your prayers, saith the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you.
Receive ye the fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Receive
ye. We stir up the gifts of the Holy Ghost in her.
In Jesus' name.
She's like a sponge. She's taking it in by the tongue. Come on. Breathe it in. Take it all now. Now speak it out. Stir up the gift of interpretation. Bring that forth in English, honey.
Release the gift of interpretation.
There, bring those words out. Just whatever starts to come, let them come. And he'll flow right on out through you. You have to open your mouth.
Looser.
That's right. Go ahead. That's right.
Oh, my children, I love you. All in that you've
speak it in English now.
Jesus.
All fear has to go in Jesus' name. Just relax now. Relax. Now those words that are coming in English in your mind, you start to speak them out. Right there.
Hold my shoulder.
I love you.
I love you.
With an everlasting love.
With an everlasting love.
I hear your prayers. And I'm answering them.
And yea.
I shall do many wonderful things.
Through you.
As you get the confidence. And you allow my faith. To move through you. In Jesus' name. We minister the gift of faith to her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Breathe in. It's all around up here. I like to feel the power of God. Praise God. You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All right, we're going to stir up the gift of tongues in you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Lada de Baseda la yellow and more. Ali la la da da bo. Oh, lea la da da la. Oh, yellow la la. Oh, lea la 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 bo. Oh, Sananina, la la, yes.
Give that interpretation, Brother Williams.
Today, thus saith the Lord unto you, my people. Are you yearn for the day of my returning? Yea, are you look unto the heavens, awaiting for me? Know it is, my beloved, that my desire for you is forever. Yea, I yearn for the day when I shall embrace you, when I shall take you onto my own arms and love you and tell you how much I have cared for you and wait for you.
Amen. Praise God. That's what the Holy Spirit said through you and through him. There were two of them together.
Praise God.
Father, we lay hands on him and stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost that's resident with him.
Hallelujah.
We loose him in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Break the bondage off of him.
All the bondage.
Jesus' name. Break it off of him in Jesus'
name.
Break it off of him in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Speak in tongues.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, kakara da shita, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Saved out of the saloon business. Gave us the compressor and everything back there for that new walk-in refrigerator. Isn't that just like the Lord? Isn't that just like the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Brother, praise. You love Jesus? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. This is your mother, I understand. Mm-hmm. Right. You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Well, I didn't get through last night. No.
You didn't? No. All right.
But it's important. I have had, but you know, it's been a long time.
You need a release. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hallelujah.
Okay, look at Jesus now.
Father, we lay hands
on him. We released it. We just our friend.
Let's lay hands on him. We loose him in the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
We loose her in Jesus' name.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank
you. Oh, praise your sweet name, Jesus. I love you.
Praise God. Open your mouth and speak in tongues here. Thank you, Lord. You don't have it's there.
Thank you,
by
Lord.
Faith.
Thank you.
By faith, speak in tongues. I choose not to speak in English. I choose to speak in other tongues. I choose to speak another tongue.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I choose to speak another tongue.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I bind all religious spirits in Jesus' name. I take authority over religion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I take authority over religion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And you come back tonight, and we're going to pray some more for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Richard?
Praise your Lord. Praise your
Lord. Praise. Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
I've never given a message. Or...
All right, but you've never given a message.
That's or interpreted.
Beautiful. Or interpreted. All right. Look right at Jesus now, and you speak in the Spirit to Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Loud. Real loud.
Praise Jesus.
Lord, in your name I find all the wisdom. Lord, you are from all evil and all evil. I reject you, sister. I reject you. I no longer can walk with you. I choose the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life, Lord of my lips, Lord of my throat, Lord of my lungs. Lord, I choose you above all others. Purify me, Lord. Purify my innermost being. Lord, I yearn for thee. For deep down, Lord, thou knowest how I love thee. Lord, you know I want to be free, Lord. You know how I want to worship you, Lord, in holiness, in holiness. And I wait in thee, Lord. Look upon me in thy pity and thy compassion, Lord. Oh, Lord, consider me in my affliction, Lord, yes. I pray, in thy mighty way.
Yes.
Let me glorify you, Lord.
Yes.
Let me glorify you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have
your way. Let the fire of God come in. All the serpents will have to go when this fire comes in. Now just receive it. Receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
Find you magnify the Lord.
Yes.
Magnify the Lord.
Now speak in tongues again. Give another message now in tongues. See what the Lord is going to say through you.
Loose Jesus.
Loose the gifts of the Spirit.
Do you get the understanding
now, the English, Richard? If you do, just speak it out. Everybody stay in the Spirit. Now just stay in the Spirit. Because it hinders when you start talking and speaking English.
Right, you say it out loud. As you release, I shall deliver my son. That's the words that I received. As you will release, he will deliver.
Yeah, the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Okay,
we're going to
get the
Father, Spirit. Father, we lay hands on him in the name of the Lord. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Stir him up in Jesus' name. Hamburia shunam in caloria, shunam in pure caution on bakia pin, chillam on bleat, or chillam in quiet, or chingua. Shian donama.
Okay. Father,
Son, just listen to my words. They are life and health to your flesh and your being. For I am the Lord that heals thee. I am the Lord that delivers thee. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
There's a little bit more, Brother Williams.
Yes, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Go on with the rest of it, brother. With cards have I drawn thee.
Bring the rest of it.
Help me, Lord.
We listen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bring out of the trouble. And we bring out of the trouble. As you,
oh,
you seek my face, oh, I will bring you out of your trouble.
Oh, glory. 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 Glory.
Bring it out of your trouble. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Take on the fellows behind you.
Thank you. Oh, bless you, brother. That's
yeah. They want to interpret.
They want to interpret. All right. You come up, honey, and give a message in tongues by faith. Now we're going to lay hands on you and stir up the gift of tongues, all right?
Yes. All right. We lay hands on her in Jesus' name, and we loose the spirit of interpretation, or spirit of tongues, the gifts that are resident with them.
Pray in tongues now. It's coming. Let it out.
All right. Break fear over in Jesus'
name.
Bind religious spirit.
In Jesus' name.
I bind it in Jesus' name. Take authority over you in
Jesus'
name. The Holy
Ghost come upon her throne.
Jesus' name.
The fire of God come upon her.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. I break your power on bondage off of her in Jesus'
name.
And I loose her.
Now pray in tongues. By faith.
Jesus' name.
Say the word. In tongues.
In Jesus' name.
Say it in tongues.
Jesus' name, I loose her. He called it out of the bush.
We stir up the gifts of interpretation.
Lucy, illumine the mind of the servant, Lord. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh yes, my people, I speak to you through the tongue. I tell you, my people, behold my word, mind my word, learn to interpret my word. I will give you wisdom, power, and glory to do so.
It's the Lord. It's the Lord. What's better than the word of the Lord? Amen. That's the most important thing of all. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You want to interpret?
Yeah.
Yeah, the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
I know he does. Well, I think you're
he's
his.
My nephew.
Yeah, he's Brother Speed's nephew. I think
this
your
is
uncle should give the
uncle
message in time by the Spirit.
Shalabagangandi, Hale Fonduli, Shingbandolopatankanti, Shuvatabanavanandi.
Hallelujah. Lord, we lay hands on him in Jesus' name. We loose this. And stir up the spirit of interpretation with him in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we loose Dwayne in Jesus' name.
Bring it out in English now.
Okay. When he spoke it, it came to me. It said, be sure that the work that I have started in you, I will be faithful to complete. Learn to be still and rest in me, and you will grow.
Now you remember that. Don't forget it.
Praise God.
as I was singing, I received, "You are my son, and I will complete the work that I have started in you." So, you understand? Praise the Lord.
Yesterday, I received a word for Brother Paul Kane. This is a phenomenon that I've experienced in the Lord Jesus Christ, where you can get a definite word from another person, and you know that it is the Word of God. Now, here's this word for Brother Kane. "My son, I have beheld over the years your many afflictions, yea, and I have sorrowed with you. But nevertheless, as a refiner and a purifier of gold and silver, I watched over you, and all your tears are measured in the test tube, yea, and all your sorrows have been numbered. Now I say unto you, the time of harvest in your life has come. Thou shalt be productive, my son, and thou shalt know strength and health and vitality, a resurgence within you, and thou shalt praise the Lord for your newfound health." Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we speak that to be so in Jesus' name. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
All right. We're going to lay hands on you now. Now look at Jesus. Don't pay attention to us. Just look at Jesus. Stir up gifts of the Holy Spirit in her that are resident in her.
Yes,
all nine gifts are in there, and we stir them up. We stir up the gift of tongues.
In Jesus' name.
And you begin to speak in the Spirit.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Kumbaya, kumbaya. Radira, kumdira, fadira. Hospigali, anshate. Sugar for a dapidu. Come to speak of certain news.
Anyone who has interpretation, let's see whether somebody back here wanted to interpret.
Father, we lay hands on him and stir up the gift of interpretation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We loose him. Loose his tongue in Jesus' name.
Bring it out in
Jesus' name.
I am with you, my children. And I'll always be with you. Read your Bible. There is so much confusion out there. Read your Bible. Continue to read it every day. The enemy is out there every minute.
What the Lord, said to me was that, yes, I am here with you, in my servants, in my saints of God, who are trying to loose you from yourself into the spirit, in the soul, in the mind of Jesus, so that you can go forth and speak in His with His Holy Spirit. And speak to help others.
You know, when you send a five-year-old off to kindergarten, he doesn't know a thing in the world about, unless he's been taught before, he doesn't know a thing about, he doesn't know anything about, say, Greek, for instance, or Hebrew. He doesn't know math. He might know 1, 2, 3. Well, that's just like what we're doing here today. This is just kindergarten for a lot of us. 1, 2, 3. Then comes 4, 5. Pretty soon you might get up to 10. That's right. Get to 7 if we get to 7.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Did you get it? She spoke a few words. But she has, she's got a Baptist spirit that she's got to get rid of.
You got to get rid of your Baptist spirit.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get rid of my Assembly of God. That's all right, honey.
She said that she felt because she had been Baptist, the Lord didn't want her to have the Baptist in the Holy Ghost. And then when she speaks, Satan tells her that she's got these words off of television, off of tape, or somewhere else. But they're hers. And she's trying to go by feeling.
How about you telling Satan?
Yeah.
I'm going to speak in tongues more and more and more if you don't stop telling me that. I'm going to keep on speaking in tongues more. In Jesus' name, we break the power of the Baptist church over her. In Jesus' name, we loose her to come out from among them and be separate.
In Jesus' name.
Pray in tongues now, in Jesus' name, by the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit's all around here. We just keep breathing them in. Doesn't that feel good? Okay, now pray in tongues. You can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And you say, Satan, you're a liar.
Yes.
You're a liar, Satan, and then pray in tongues. And then say, Satan, you're a liar, and pray in tongues.
Yeah.
And boy, he'll run, and he'll just be shouting all over the place.
Put your finger at him.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Which one? His beautiful brother. The pamphlet in the spirit. Release him, Jesus. Release him. Release him.
Jesus' name. We stir up the gifts within him in Jesus' name. We loose the gifts within him. Jesus' name, we loose him. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Loose him.
There's the gift of tongues, the divine gift of the Holy Spirit that's resident in him. Stir up the Spirit. In Jesus' name. We go where it said, if the Spirit doesn't move, I move the Spirit. Move the Spirit this afternoon, Brother Nelson. In Jesus' name, let the songs of the throne room come out of him. Let the music of the throne room come out of him. We have ordained and thou art intentional in the house of the Lord. Yea, thou art my servant. Thou art my friend because you obey me. Yea, I have called you no longer my servant. I call you my friend this afternoon because you do whatever I tell you. Whatever I tell you to sing, you sing.
We break sorrow off of him in Jesus' name. I break sorrow in Jesus' name. Grief, grief. I break grief off of him in Jesus' name. I loose him to the praise and worship and glory of the Lord that flows from him. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath. Drink in anew the Spirit of God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.